Lord. You are the miracle worker. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord. Invisible God. You are the miracle worker. You are worthy, O Lord. Invisible God. You are the miracle worker. You are worthy, O Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you for a new day. We commit this day into your hands. We ask that you guide this day and you bless this day in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, let everyone in this hostel, everyone on this campus, everyone around the world listening to this record right now, Father, we ask that you bless us and you increase us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, only you can do what no man can do. We ask that you do it this morning in Jesus' name. Father, please open the understanding of this generation. Open the understanding of men to see your word, to do your will in Jesus Christ's name. Please, wherever you are, I want you to open your mouth and ask God for the spirit of understanding. Just say, Father, give me the spirit of understanding. Extend that prayer to your friends, to your family. Say, Lord Jesus, bless my friends, bless my family, bless this generation with the spirit, thank you, Jesus, of understanding. Just begin to give him all the praise and all the glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Yesterday I called someone and we were talking, and after she made one or two statements, I said, thank you, Jesus. And she laughed and she said, you've started this your thank you, Jesus again. Why do we always thank God? Why do I always say thank you, Jesus? Because the Bible says in all things, give thanks. And I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. So without gratitude, without thanking God, you cannot access anything from God. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3, the Bible says, it is with joy, it is with praise, it is with thanksgiving that we draw from the wells of salvation. Today we want to look at fear. We want to look at fear. What is fear? I don't want you to look at fear as a spirit, because if you look at fear as a spirit, because of the understanding of spirits we have, you may think that fear is something that looks like a ghost that possesses your mind. No. Fear can be defined as a state of not knowing what to do. Thank you, Jesus. You are afraid when you don't know what to do. You are only afraid when you don't know what to do. Somebody will say, but I know what to do, but I'm still afraid. No, you don't know what to do. You are not sure if that thing you want to do will produce the right results. Confidence is naturally born when you have the knowledge of God at work. It's natural. Sir, understand me, sir. It's natural. You won't be stressing it. You won't be faking it, sir. It just comes naturally. It says, those who know their God, not those who pray to their God. Those who know their God shall be confident and do exploit. Daniel 11:32. So it takes knowledge to defeat fear. The Titanic was the greatest ship under the surface of the sun. And the creators of that ship made an oath that no devil could sink that ship. They were so confident with their knowledge, but their knowledge failed there. So it means there are different kinds of knowledge. There's the knowledge of science. There's the knowledge of computer. There's the knowledge of medicine. There's the knowledge of anatomy, astrology. And there's the knowledge of God. He didn't say those who know biochemistry or those who know physics. He said those who know and understand the truth about their God. Do you know why I'm so confident? Why I can never fail in life? Oh my God. I talk like this, some people misunderstand it for pride. But do you know why I am sure, I am very sure, I am sure of the shores, and I'm too sure that I can never sink? I pay my tithe. My God. I pay my tithe. He said, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that they may be meet in my house, and prove me now, if I open the window of heaven, and pour you out a blessing. Then that blessing will give you the capacity, and you will be so wise, that you will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Who's the devourer? Ignorance. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. So, the devourer, the ignorance that was supposed to destroy you, I'll take it away. That's my confidence. So, no matter how much I may tread in the evil road, I know he will open my eyes to see. It may only take time, he will still open my eyes to see. You know, I would have made a mistake of recent, but he opened my eyes to see. Amen. So you just need to know what to do. Then do it, and fear goes away. I've never felt fear in 9 months, since January 9th, 2021, when I started working with Jesus. And for the first time in a long time, I felt fear again. Ah, kilo day, what's happening? I mean, I've worked in my, you know, my father has a very great farm in Warri, so I've worked in that place in the night. I'm not talking in the day, in the night. Without rain boots, with slippers, sprinkling, pleading the blood of Jesus. You are covered with the blood, you're covered with the blood. Fearless. So, what is now in ordinary ECU bush that fear is coming up? Then I realized, yeah, I'm doing something wrong. What is it? Okay, this is what I'm doing wrong. You feel fear when you are doing the wrong thing. That's what I'm talking about. You can't have a peaceful rest when you are doing the wrong thing. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. Now listen. He leads me beside still waters. So the ways of God are the ways of peace. Please hear me, sir. I've been walking like this for some time and I know it works like fire. Once you lose your peace, it's not God. I was discussing with a very great person I love so much, and the person said, I should go back to UNISIC, and I said, never. I lost my peace. When I heard that thing, I lost my peace, never. The first day I stepped my leg into this campus, when we were driving down here, I was still frowning my face. But immediately my dad's car entered this gate, I felt the peace of God. I knew I'm meant to be here. When you lose your peace, sir, God is not there. Get out. We are so used to anxiety that we think anxiousness is not part of life. We say life is hard. Life is not hard. Life is not hard. We made life hard. Life was not hard for Adam. Adam chose to make life hard for himself. Adam was in peace until he disobeyed God. Then he lost his peace. Adam that was enjoying his life in the garden, moving from one place to another place, started hiding. Why? He disobeyed God. So, you just start fear. You start being afraid when you start disobeying God. So, check your life. Like I checked my life about 2 or 3 days ago. Check your life. Check your life. There is something you are doing wrong. You need to stop doing, and your peace will naturally be restored. Check your life. There is something you don't understand that you need to understand. Understand it, and your peace will naturally be restored. I've been shouting this for 1 year. I'll keep shouting it. I can never be sick. Oh my God. It's not pride. It's an understanding. I can never be sick. And I'm not saying it because Bishop Oyedepo says it. For 1 year now, I've been saying it. And in the next 30 years, I'll keep saying it. In the next 50 years, I'll keep saying it. I've understood what I need to do to inherit my perfect health in Christ. All I need to do to inherit perfect health is to keep doing what God says I should do. Because he said, the branch that beareth fruit, I will purge him from malaria. John 15 verse 2. Thank you, Jesus. Leave all this ABC Christianity. Abraham married Sarah, gave birth to Isaac, ABC Christianity. It's time to go into the deep of the depth. It's time to understand, what do I, Prosper, have to do for me to become prosperous in life? Then you subscribe yourself to those steps and you see yourself producing the result. There's no witch anywhere. You are not possessed. You are very ignorant. You hear me? You are not possessed. You are just very ignorant. Every man's foolishness is a show of his ignorance. No, but devil doesn't use people. Devil only uses ignorant people. Do you understand? Devil doesn't use people. Devil uses ignorant people. You don't know. So you became an agent of darkness. Not because you were an agent of darkness, but you didn't know that what you were doing is evil. Somebody will say, but they know what they are doing is bad. There's a difference between knowing and understanding. Once a man understands, he naturally changes level. For everything outstanding is understanding. Once you have understanding, you will naturally change level. I understood honor your parents and my level changed in life. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I would have been stagnant in life if I did not understand, or forgive me, if I didn't understand, Proverbs 20:20, whatever the tense is now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give you all the glory. You know, I understood giving God the glory. That's why I gave him the glory just now. I realized I almost made a mistake because I was about to take the glory of God from him. When you want to make mistake, give God the glory. Because he's trying to tell you, are you the one that gave yourself understanding, or I gave you understanding? Now you're saying you understood. Tell them the truth. So God gave me understanding. Amen. Christianity is a practical course. It's not a theory nonsense. Amen. So, thank you, Jesus. God gave me the understanding of honor your parents. Things were tight for me. And one day he just opened understanding financial prosperity. And I landed in chapter 27. A man who curseth his father and mother, his light shall be put off. So no matter how your star is destined to be bright, if you curse your father and mother, not another person, God will off your light. Daddy, I'm sorry. Mommy, I'm sorry. I love you guys. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Problem solved. Move to the next level. So your backwardness is because you don't understand something. And your stagnation is because you don't understand something. That Bible is not a religious book. It's a book of covenant. You are a lawyer, sir. So you know what a covenant is. There are things you need to do to get something. Amen. If I have a covenant with you now, I say covenant between Ikechukwu and Williams Chambers. You defend us in the court and we pay you XYZ amount of money. Is that not a covenant? So you pay your tithe and I open the door of heaven. Do you understand? You give to the poor and then I bless you. You give to the kingdom and then I preserve your blessings. Haggai 1 verse 6. He said you worked for money, you didn't see the money. You got clothes, you could not wear the clothes because you were sick in the hospital. Then look at verse 9. He said, when you now had small profit, then you brought the profit home to show your wife and your children. I, not a village woman. I, not Anambra people. I, not Ekiti people. I, not Onitsha people. God. God did scatter the business. Why? You forgot his kingdom. So, there is no devil fighting anybody anywhere. Let me give you a very prophetic advice. If you want to go into business, just secure your business, not by going to insurance stupid company. Just be given to the house of God. Your business is insured. I say it every day and every time, and I say it here again. No matter how you say yes, cut food is not sweet. That business can't close down. She's feeding a prophet. She's feeding a prophet. Understand what I'm saying? This thing has nothing to do with Harvard Business School. It has nothing to do with School of Columbus. It has nothing to do with all this nonsense, economy and all. The widow of Zarephath was in a dead economy, feeding Elijah, and things were working for 3 years. So it has nothing to do with what you are talking about. Say economy is up, Bugatti is down. No. It can't work. So this prophetic advice is for somebody who wants to go into business. I don't know who you are. Just pour all your profit in the kingdom of God, pay your tithe and give to the poor, and you see that business preserved for life. I see God giving you the grace to understand this in Jesus' name. I said, I see God giving us the grace to understand this in Jesus' name. Let's just worship God and praise him for his goodness. Thank him for showing you what to do and how to go about it. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. On the 24th of May 2021, God said, I've given you the restoration mandate. If the church refuses to listen to you, they won't be restored. That's a very big statement. He didn't say a school, he said the church. Not the church in Africa, the church in the whole world. That's a very mighty statement. Restoration comes the day you begin to preach. No matter how low you are in life, and I'm speaking from experience now, and I'm also speaking from revelation of the word of God. No matter how low you are in life, once you begin to preach, God changes your level. God changes your level. I say God changes your level. Daniel 12 verse 3. Those that turn many to righteousness shall shine brighter than the stars forevermore. So there are people you call stars. Pablo Escobar, Buhari. He says, you just start turning many to righteousness and you won't shine like Buhari that will be sacked after 3 years. You shine forevermore. So no matter how low your level is, no matter, I'm telling you what I did. I was very useless in life. When I mean very. Emphasis on the V-E-R-Y. Capital letter, bolded with red ink and underlined 4 times. Very useless. I just took on this job, and one day Jesus said to me, he wanted to humble me, break me, and put me where I'm supposed to be. He said, go to Cab Teb. I heard God. Don't tell me, I know the voice of God. Go to Cab Teb, a very popular car park in Warri, opposite my primary school, and preach. And my primary school teachers saw me, and some of them laughed at me, but I don't think they can ever laugh at me in their life again. What am I saying? Just humble yourself and preach, and your level will change. I'm telling you, your level will just change naturally. You see, Satan is taking advantage of your pride. So he creates thought in your mind, and you say, how can I do this? Now, he made us think Jehovah's Witness people are poor. Well, they were looking poor. And we grew up in a society where people wore big shirt and big trousers and the trouser will even be torn under. And they'll carry bag and Bible. And your father doesn't want you to end like that. But that's not what a preacher is. A preacher doesn't look like that. A preacher looks like David Oyedepo. That's what I'm saying. Just know what to do. This Christianity is easy, my God. Just know what to do and do it. And you will see, you will end up like the natural Christians. You will end up like the natural preachers. I call them natural. You will just be having results on a particular level. I mean, God can't call me into a pulpit ministry and I have even 10,000 members. That's a curse. I mean, my father is controlling nations. How will I have only 10,000? It means I'm foolish. A lion does not give birth to a goat. So, if I'm connected to a gigantic spiritual family as that, we should be controlling 5 million seater capacity auditorium. That's what I'm talking. Don't say it can't happen. 40 or 50 years ago, if they had told the Christians there that there will be a 100 seater capacity auditorium somewhere in Abuja and they'll call it the dome, they will say it's a lie. And if somebody told even you 10 years ago that there will be a structure in Port Harcourt called the Hand of God carrying 120 seater capacity, you say it's a lie. So now I'm telling you, 5 million seater capacity auditorium by the Spirit of the Lord. Understand, all it takes is know what to do. And what to do is simple. Just be shouting like I'm shouting. Just be preaching like I'm preaching. But every preacher has a message, sir. That's what he's saying now. Every preacher has a message. A preacher is an ambassador of heaven to earth. An ambassador that does not know what to deliver to the people he sent to is not an ambassador. You're a nuisance. So you need to find out your message. your message. Your message. Your message. What is God telling me to tell the people? If you don't know your message, you are wasting your time. Let me share an experience with you. When I took on this call that has been on my life before I was born, you know, some of you here now, you are the firstborn of your family. Now let me tell you, if you are the first male child of your house, stop wasting your time. You are not a lawyer. You are not an engineer. So that you don't end up like me. You only get frustrated in life and come back to preach. Understand? If you are the first male, you are the first boy that came out from your mother's womb, you are a prophet. Luke 2:23. There's no need to waste your time. For every generation, he sends forth his prophets to help people. So that, I'm just telling you now, so you don't waste your time. Go and check it. Read it in your closet. Read it in your own. You can choose to doubt it, but it's in the Bible. Luke 2:23. Every male, he didn't say some male, every male, Ikechukwu is one of the every male. When I saw that scripture, I closed my Bible, I said, God, forgive me. Forgive me, forgive my parents, forgive everybody that has been telling me you're a musician, you're a dancer. They didn't know, all of us didn't know. I'm sorry, forgive me, I follow you now. But he said, as it is written, and what is written cannot be broken. Do you understand what I'm saying now? He said, but as it is written, and the scriptures cannot be broken. So if you try to break what cannot be broken, you will break. That's why I had a very stupid academic career before. Because I tried to break what cannot be broken. Every male, he didn't say some male, every male. So all these people online listening, just be humble and tell yourself the truth. Every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy unto the Lord. It means you and God. Kia kia. No business, no nothing. Just you and God. Like I said, the Bible is not a religious book. Once you start, you now know you're an only male. So it's just me and God. Me and God. Me and God. Me and God. Thank you, Jesus. Me and God. No girlfriend, no wife. Me and God. Your mind just so focused on God. Is Jesus talking to somebody here? You just see your life transform. No matter how low you were, because you obey this simple principle. Me and God. Do unto others what you want them to do unto you. So, if you want God to bless you, bless others so that God can bless you. Pray for others. Give to others. And very importantly, give to the ministry of the prophet sent to you. For your own good. For your own good. You just naturally collect the grace of God upon his life. I see God giving us the grace to do this in Jesus' name. Just ask God for the grace to serve him better. Say, Father, give me the grace to serve you better. Jesus, give me the grace to serve you better. I worship you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I appreciate your holy name, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. Please, I want to invite everybody here by 3 p.m. to the auditorium. We'll be praying for our generation. And from 4 o'clock, we have a very, very prophetic service. And I know what God has started here will be completed in that chapel in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's just sing to God before we share the grace. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely God's goodness and mercies are following us all the days of our life, and we are dwelling in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Please turn many to righteousness so that you can shine like the stars forevermore. God bless you.